Today we will hear about how Philip was sharing the gospel in Samaria. He was led to go to another place to share the gospel with an Ethiopian official. How did he come about sharing the gospel with a very prominent person? So we saw that Philip was not just randomly looking for a stranger to share the gospel. And we know that the Holy Spirit has already been working in the hearts of the eunuch. He was already reading about the prophecy about the Messiah. So the Holy Spirit prompted Philip to draw near to him and explain to him the scriptures. So after he understood, he believed. And then he saw water and then he wants to be baptized. So there are so many people who, after they believe, they don't want to be baptized. So in those days, they desire to be baptized. They want to confess their faith in front of others. So there are still some people who are they people who are dating? Do you want to get married? If you know, everyone wants to get married soon. Everyone wants to go through the matrimony. So our faith, up to a stage, we realize. So you can see there's a difference from what we are seeing today and what we see in the early churches. So there are many people, of course, they come to church, but they are not clear about the gospel. Or they are believing in Christ in the way they prefer. So after he has completed the work of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord took him away. And he did not see him again, but he was rejoicing. So through the mouth of the evangelist, after he has encountered God, and he has the joy of the Lord. There's many things we can learn from this story. A very simple record, the Holy Spirit. This is how the Holy Spirit wants to spread the gospel out of Jerusalem. There are many concepts about evangelism. There are many people advocating. From a gospel rally, from a cell group. We use all kinds of programs to share the gospel, to evangelize. They all say it's for the sake of the gospel. So it's something initiated by the Holy Spirit. It is not initiated by us. He is the one who sends us. When we are sent, what are we sent to do? What is not to build relations? It's not to create programs or develop relationship. It is to. If we are not equipped with the word, to share the word, but where's the word? Word is in the Bible. If we do it out of a zeal, instead we will be actually obstructing the work of the Holy Spirit. We will bring people we bring people to a sense of community, but they do not really understand Jesus. How would his life change? And then he will create a lot of troubles in the church. If a person is not renewed by the transforming of the heart, is not renewed and transformed, he will not also share the gospel. If he's not renewed and be transformed in the heart, he will also not share the gospel. There are also many people who the church who cannot share the gospel. So all kinds of problems will come. If we truly believe and if we are prepared when we are being sent, the Bible tells us the God will surely prepare those who are here. There are those who the theme today is if you are sent, there will be people who will be prepared to hear. God, the Holy Spirit, when I share the gospel, I met two kinds of people who fail to evangelize. They really want to share the gospel, but they always meet the wrong people. They do not desire to hear the word because they are not led by the Holy Spirit. Maybe he has his own ideals. He doesn't pray. So their zeal, their courage is commendable, but sometimes they may be obstructing the work, the gospel. Sometimes when the opportunity arises, the opportunity arises, but he did not see it. He's not led by the Holy Spirit. You always meet the wrong people. The second one, some people always meet the right people. God has already prepared their hearts to receive the gospel. But the person cannot share the gospel. People are thirsty for the word. I have the thirst. But when they share about man's religion, or they'll say just things like God has a purpose in it. But if you talk about this, is this the gospel? We are positive psychology. We are all influenced by positive psychology. So we have all this. We are all affected by the mindset of prosperity speaking. If we need to read the Bible properly, so when we share the gospel, so where is the focus? Things to attract people to. We use the worldly methods and principles to attract people to come to Jesus. But what is the gospel? It's about sin. Our sin brings about all the problems in our life. Is it material problem, relationship problems, or maybe his anxiety, even suicidal thoughts? Is the root of all our problems. Who can solve this problem? The sin. Who can save us from these bondages of sin? Who can take? So from here, you need to point people to Jesus. It's not for. My life is purposeful. So if a person say, I'm very happy, my life is very purposeful. So what would you say to this person? So we want to know that the world can also bring about this thing. So we must bring about things that the world cannot provide. There are many problems that the doctors, religion, and psychologists can help you until he understands. And then when you share the gospel, then he will be cut to the heart. It's not a tactics, it's not a technique, it's not a man's technique, but we need to prepare. You have this, then the Lord will bring. God will prepare. If you are someone who is willing to share the gospel wherever you go, God will surely prepare people who hears the gospel. The other one, so there are two problems. Those who cannot meet the right people. The other one is they meet the right people but cannot share. So let's read the scriptures today. So look at Acts chapter 8. So he has been preaching the gospel in many Samaritan villages. So we go back to Philip. So Philip is the one who brings the gospel to Samaria. And when we see there's a great revival in Samaria, now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road. That goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. Gaza. An angel of the Lord. An angel of the Lord. Verse 29. Then after that it says the Spirit told Philip. Then verse 39. The Spirit of the Lord. The angel of the Lord, Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Lord, all refer in sometimes when God appeared in the form of a man, so in the Old Testament, so before the canon, so miraculously, God appeared as an angel of the Lord to lead him. But when we talk about, so most of the time the Holy Spirit is using the prompting to guide us. The Spirit of the Lord is to sometimes also to compel a person to do certain things. Don't need to study, but so Philip, so go south from Jerusalem to Gaza. Gaza. Gaza is the road to Egypt from. And from there, there is the whole Africa, from Jerusalem to Gaza. And then there's the Mediterranean Sea. Gaza is near the sea. So there are two ways. There's a wilderness desert road. There's a which one? Desert road. There are two ways to go south. Go desert road. We need to think about a few things. First, so what has he done? He has done a great work of the gospel, and he has performed signs and miracles. So there are many people who accepted Christ and were baptized, and then suddenly, and then the Lord suddenly asked Philip to leave the area. So sometimes God's leading is very contrary to man's ideals. If you do a missionary, if you do, sometimes you need to leave. It's sometimes when your original place is a place of comfort, you need to go to a new place. You need to break new grounds. It's very difficult. Sometimes so there's a revival, but so there's one, there's a one area you need to go there to share the gospel. So when I go to KL, I just came back from Penang yesterday. So there are three services in Singapore. But when the Lord sent me to KL, I saw the whole Malaysia. This capital in KL, God has prepared for us very important doors of evangelism. So bite the bullet to do. When there's a crowd, then the Holy Spirit will give me the message. If you want to pray, the mission team, you can. When we have the live stream, KL Penang, you just listen to it. What is the meetings, the prayer meetings? So you know what pastor is. So who are these people who are listening? This is a very important work of starting planting church. So building a strong foundation. So sometimes you may be thinking, there are so many people to take care of here, but why do I still need to go? So the servant of the Lord has to submit to God's leading. So going by the narrow path, the desert road, not many people has gone through this, but it's a very important. In the garden, under the guidance of the Lord, He just want Him to find one person, Ethiopia, a eunuch, an official, from one person, the gospel may go into the whole Africa. Some very important person, very influential person, when he truly believe, he will bring about a different kind of impact. I need to go and share the gospel with her. So if God has not prepared, you must prepare. Just one person. It's not. Or maybe an anointed person, just from Saul to Paul. So he spread the gospel to Rome. We are very good at seeing numbers, external things, atmosphere, but appearances, but God brings about one person And then the Holy Spirit, work of the Holy Spirit will, next 20, the whole generation will change. The world will change. So this is a God-driven way, perspective we need to have after reading the Bible. So many people want to share the gospel, but they cannot do it because they have their own ideals. They do not see the leading of the Holy Spirit. They are always trying to bring up the atmosphere, trying to gather people. After that, you're just tired. And once a problem comes, everybody leaves. It's not by sight. Besides the situation, he must have another. So he must be able to enter into a state where he can able to test and approve God's leading. Whether there's some obstruction, whether he opens another door. If God opposes, we don't insist. If God opens the door, if you're not sure, so ask God for another sign to confirm. And then you must, after you obey, and God's grace will give you more grace and also evidence. This is where we need to know the leading of the Holy Spirit. So if you are not being led by the Holy Spirit in evangelism, it could be a selfish desire. It may oppose the work of the Holy Spirit. Then Philip went, and then he met an Ethiopian eunuch. I'm using the old version of the Bible. Some is the same, Ethiopia. Ethiopia is a place in Africa. He is an important official in charge of the treasury of the queen of the Ethiopians. So this man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of the Isaiah the prophet. So there are a few details. So who is he? First, this Ethiopian official is black. Our skin color. This is the first impression. First our skin color, then our. First, we see their skin color. The first time I went to Korea, a gospel camp. He's a Cameroon, from Cameroon. So after that, he spoke to me in English. Sometimes we may have some resistance because it's a very visible. When we see, when the person looks very different from you. So sometimes when we share the gospel, when sharing the gospel, God, the Holy Spirit will help us overcome all these differences. So missionaries, how do they go? Have the Holy Spirit's help to overcome all these things. He's a eunuch. In those days, if you want to if he is serving the queen. So to prevent those adultery. So for those people who serve with the queen, they have to be castrated. He's a prominent person. He's in charge of all the treasury, and of course the queen that he is in charge of the treasury. He's a finance minister. So finance minister will become the prime minister. The money is still the important. So the people for the country, the treasury is the most important. Such a successful person. Such a person. But he's a godly person. Can he believe in Jesus? So we know that he not only believes in the Lord, but he also has the potential to spread the gospel to the rest of the world. He had gone to Jerusalem to worship. He is a converted Jew. So that's why he went to worship. Only Jews will go to. We can see he's not a Gentile. Some people say this is the first time a Gentile converted. Cornelius, the first Gentile who believed in Cornelius. He's a godly person who converted to Judaism. And that's why he has gone to Jerusalem to worship. He was on the way home, sitting in his chariot, reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. I'm not sure he has a copy. So apparently you need a big sum of money to buy this. He's a very godly person. He wants to read the Word of God. Is he curious? Oh. Although he's a influential person, about the mysteries of life, about eternal life, about spiritual things, he has no answers. But someone who is seeking the truth, he spent a big sum of money to buy the copy of the book of Isaiah. This is our guess, but we are sure he is thirsting for God's word. The thirst for God's word is the work of the Holy Spirit. So those zeal when you sing and pray, you can imitate, but the desire to know God, it is only the work of the Holy Spirit. If you want to read the Bible, you do not think it's random. Actually, the Holy Spirit is working. When a person wants to know the God, the Holy Spirit is already attracting him. So when there's someone who wants to hear the word, there will be someone who wants to preach the word. Verse 29, the Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. So then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. So on those times when the people read, they don't read silently, they will read things aloud. So in the ancient days, people do that. So Philip asked, he was very much led by the Holy Spirit. Verse 30, ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you are reading? Many people did not meet those people. After they meet, they do not have the courage to. If you are always an evangelist, is always praying and always looking at how the Lord is opening up the doors for him. And then see, observe how the Lord has prepared these people. And when he heard the person reading Isaiah, he asked, do you understand what you are reading? So it has to be understood. So you need, it's not just receiving. So what does the Lord is with me? You need to find all the answers. How do I know God is with me? You don't just know it as a concept. It's something you need to understand. So when you see new situation, the feeling is gone. When you don't, the word that you do not understand does not remain in you. When circumstances change, so God gave us a rational mind so that we can understand, so that it can remain in our heart. How can I? He said, verse 31, unless someone explains it to me. He invited Philip to come up and sit with him. He's a very humble person, Calvin says. And he's very open about his ignorance. How can I? Unless someone explains to me. Although he's someone of high status, but in the spiritual, he's very humble spiritually. So there are some people who are very confident about their wealth. They have in the spiritual things, they are not humble. They did not receive the spiritual blessing in the Bible. So if you really don't know, you have to say you don't know. I know your science is very, your psychology is strong, but if it's spiritual, you must. Who can? So sometimes spiritual things don't assume. So don't use your own experiences to see the Bible. We need to be taught. So what is he reading? Verse 32. This is the passage of scripture the eunuch was reading. He just happened to be reading this verse. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. these two verses, verse 32, who is he referring to? Referring to Jesus. Why is he slaughtered like a lamb, like a sheep? It's like a lamb before its shearer, like a lamb before its shearer. Is he helpless? Is he our King? He is the Almighty God. He's the Creator. He's the one who gives us life. How is he afraid, helpless? How can this Creator, how is he scared, fearful of man's authority? How is he afraid of the nails of the Romans? How is he Pontius, but how is he afraid of? But when people are silent, why is this person silent? He is silent because of his sins of his people. The fact is that the people he loved, they have to be cursed. It's a fact. When they are judged, So all the sins, he bore all our sins. That's why he became silent. If your child did a lot of bad things in school, when you go to the school, the principal, teachers, when they're all accusing you, when they say all this, what you do? You just try to defend. You're not willing to take responsibility. If you go to the parent, if you say, "Aiya, he's still young," if you have to sign this, you have to accept. You have to accept all these accusations. If your child doesn't do that, give thanks to God. So sometimes you have to be silent. You can't really explain. If our sin, we are born to oppose God. No, not a single thought. Everything we think about the whole day is sinful. So all the guilt and the sin of God's people are put on Jesus. He has to be silent. He has to undertake all this accusation, all this guilt and sin. He's bore our sins. Verse 33. Who can speak of his descendants? He has no children. And then he was deprived of justice. So, how can a righteous God allow? How can a righteous God allow this injustice to happen? Because of our sins, we need to know, because he has bore our sins, if all the punishment of the sin, if it comes upon us, it will be justice, but it's all imputed onto him, so that he has to take and endure the wrath of God. From these two verses, so What kind of gospel would Philip be sharing? Philip is not sharing the gospel that God has a purpose in life, God loves you. Many books that you read today, they not talk about sin. And how our sin is imputed on Jesus and Jesus' righteousness is imputed to us. Jesus' righteousness is imputed to us. You thought that was the gospel, but it's not. Everyone is good. Win-win. Yes. If a person understands, they'll be cut to the heart. And then they'll be full of thanksgiving to God. How will he abuse the grace of God? After I believe, they will not delay their baptism. If I tell you, it's many people, they do not utterly understand their sin, the curse that they should have gone through. Who has saved them from the, and he is justified by faith. This is when the time comes, then I believe. This is the era where the gospel is being weakened, when our faith is not very clear. Thank God, from one Philip, he's not teacher, he's just a deacon Philip. So co-workers, we pray all the co-workers in our church can share this gospel. The eunuch asked Philip, tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else? It points to Jesus. And he is who came, died and was resurrected. Philip began that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. So how many people can use the Bible to talk about Jesus from? So they can talk about history, philosophy, moral success principles. How do you have a good married life? So of course the Bible has all these things, but the problem is most, but they are not willing to give your sovereignty to God. You are not sure about your sin. You do not know your enemies with God. How you were enemies with God. If you're not clear, so you start to read it as a filler. This is interesting history. This is principle is interesting. But you just receive a lot of social gospel. How do you, if you're not born again, how can you do good? If you are not hand over, if your sovereignty is not given to God, so all the good things you do is to exalt yourself. How do we turn? So that people cut to the heart and turn to God. This is the gospel God wants us to. So God has given church two gifts. The first is the Bible. many people like to listen to read articles and then listen to sermon. These are all written by Blessed. You must read the. After you read the article, you must. All this Christian literature, all these sermons points people to the. This is the gift. This is the best gift God has given to the church. So in the Reformation, like Martin Luther. So they want the people to read the Bible. So translate to English so that people can read the Bible for themselves. So even the hotel, there's a Bible. But second thing, the second gift, the ability, pastors and teachers were able to open, explain, preach, and apply biblical. They are not to do administrative stuff. So we all have to do. We can also clear the rubbish, but our duty, what we need to focus on, is to open, explain, and apply biblical truths. Isaiah, he received this book of Isaiah. Allow him to acquire the book of Isaiah. There are many translations. Are we reading it? So my children, they grow up in a Christian family. When I see that they are not reading the Bible, are you reading the Bible? You cannot just come for youth fellowship if you are not reading the Bible. Even your values, your morals, your purpose, this is all what you want and what you fear is the same as others. Some people read the Bible are still a bad. That is, but you must know. So there are people with the wrong heart, no matter what. Even the incarnated word Jesus, there's still Judas, but we cannot use these examples to convince ourselves that God's word is useless. But God has revealed to us it through the Bible. So we cannot just depend on fellowship. We all fellowship, like we like fellowship. It's friendly, but then relationship. But without the word of God, they will have problems. Then you will see. We eat, go. Listening to the word. If your cell group is like that, you must worry. I always tell the cell group leaders, your quality of your cell group is not what do they rejoice. It's not how happy they are when they gather, but what they are happy about. So allow him to acquire. The other gift is the deacon Philip. Send Philip to evangelize to him to preach and explain the revelations in the book. In the church, those who can teach and can talk about Jesus and share the gospel clearly is very important. Such a preacher, pastor, elders, every week open the word, teach and through the word to shepherd. Even if you shepherd, it's just not hugging the person, not just giving them some comfort. You need to expel his folly, take his thought captive, make his thought captive. And the spiritual weapon is the word of God. So it's the truth, but applying it, the Holy Spirit, how do you apply his situation? And then he suddenly is enlightened, he's comforted, he has a direction, he knows how to look at his own problem. Then he will. This is what we need to desire day and night for those who are preaching the word. So we. We care about. In this church, we care about. I'm prepared. I'm almost preaching almost every day. Why is it for? So that everyone can understand the word of God. When I encounter many churches outside, if you want someone who is loving, someone who is willing to serve zealously, there are many of them. There are many cell group leaders. My church has 20-30 cell group leaders. What do they do? There are none of them who can teach the word. They are just they organize barbecue, buy gifts. They are very gifted in all these things. To quiet themselves, open the Bible and prepare the word, they can't do it. The quality of a church, how many people can teach? When I say this, cannot be proud. If you can teach the word, you can be very proud. If you cannot live out Christ, even if you can teach, but if you cannot live your life like Christ, that's another pride. So here we want to say, Philip, point the eunuch to Jesus through using the word of God in the Bible. Let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks. You have given us your word to encourage us. Try a short passage today. And that your servant is being sent, and then there are blessed people who have received the word. This is helpful to our understanding on the work of evangelism. So give us this new desire. And in this area, bless us. So in the word, we can be rooted and built up, and our faith can be strengthened. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.